We learned earlier on in this perek that there are two conditions for something to be valid as sechach. The first condition is that it grows from the ground, and the second condition is that it does not become tomei, it cannot become tomei. Even if something which is tomei were to touch it, it would not become tomei. So that excludes most things which have been made into utensils, so therefore can become tomei, so that would not be able to be used for sechach. So the Mishnah tells us that hamakoris v'kosev ha'shfudin, one who places metal spits, large metal sticks, on the roof of his sukkah, this is certainly invalid for sechach. Metal doesn't grow from the ground, and this metal spit can also become tomei. Or if he spread boards of a bed, this refers to sort of pieces of wood which are on the side of a bed, large pieces of wood, if he puts that on the roof of his sukkah, so that does come from the ground, wood. However, when it was part of the bed, so the bed is considered to be an item which can become tomei, so these boards would become tomei as well. Now when he took apart the bed, so now it's a flat piece of wood, this is known as pshutei klei eitz, a piece of wood which is flat, it can't contain things, and the halach is that it can therefore not become tomei. With regards to metal, it can become tomei even if it's flat and it can't contain things. But when it comes to wood, it has to contain something. It has to be able to contain something and hold something to become tomei. So the wooden board now cannot become tomei. Nevertheless, it is still invalid to be used as sechach. Since it was able to become tomei, and you haven't actually changed the wooden board itself, you just detached it from the bed. So because of that, it cannot be used as sechach. So in short, you have on your roof of your sukkah lots of pieces of invalid sechach. Imyesh revach b'nein, if there is a space between the metal spits or the wooden boards of the bed, if you calculate the amount of space which there is, which is not covered on the roof with this invalid sechach, k'maisan, and it's the same amount as the invalid sechach, so if you were to add sechach on top of there, and the sechach would fill all of the gaps on the roof, so you end up with a roof of half valid sechach and half invalid sechach, k'sheira, the sukkah is valid. The Gemara does add that possibly it would be necessary for the majority to be valid sechach. So if let's say you push one of the boards to the side a bit, or you take away one of the metal spits, such that the majority of the sechach will be valid, the Gemara does say that possibly that will be necessary to make the sechach valid totally. And now the last law of the Mishnah is really a very typical case of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. The rule that you have to make the sukkah yourself, and if the sechach is just there automatically, and it's not that you built walls and then you put on valid sechach, then it will be invalid. So the Mishnah says, ha'choteh b'godesh, one who hollows out a haystack, la'aseh b'sukkah, to make inside the haystack a sukkah. So hay can be used for sechach, but what this person did is he had a very big haystack, full of hay, and he sort of carved a hole at the bottom of the haystack. So he can now, let's say, walk into the haystack. There's space for him to be inside of the haystack. And if you think about it, he could now have three walls, let's say, or four walls even, and he's got a roof of hay, and that's sechach. So fantastic, that should be a valid sukkah. Says the Mishnah, no, ain't a sukkah, it's not considered to be a sukkah, because of the rule of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui.